Stock, this is dictating on John White, John White, White. Date of birth is 1657. Date of visit is 5/2/25. Please make copy for Connie Brown. Connie, CONNIE, C as in cat. Brown is BRAUN. B as in boy. BRAUN. Brown, MD. Date of counsel is 5/2. Next, chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity. Next paragraph is present tense. This is a 68-year-old male who has been experiencing cough with little thick sputum production. Has also had shortness of breath with activity. The patient was sent for a chest CT on 3/6/25, which showed multiple lung nodule ranging up to 5 millimeter and more so in the left lower zone. There was a region of bronchiectasis with mucus plugging in this area. There was underlying emphysema of the lungs, stable elevation of the right hemidiaphragm, scarring in the right lung base, and a small gallstone, period. The patient has not had any recent I'm sorry, the patient did have a spirometry recently, which appears to be normal, but no lung volumes were done. He has cough and wheezing and brings up clear mucus. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of coronary artery disease with stenting times 3 in 22 and in 24. He has hyperlipidemia and hypertension for more than 25 years. Denies history of diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies, known drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked for 8 years, approximately one pack per day. Worked as a chef, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of cancer of the lung and CVA. Father died of Alzheimer's. Next, system review, the patient has no weight loss, fever or fatigue. Denies vertigo, hoarseness. No, he has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has no hay fever. He has shortness of breath and wheezing. Has no nausea or abdominal pains, but has heartburn and no diarrhea. He has occasional chest pains, no arm pain or calf muscle pains. No leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising. He has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list. Include amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Isodil, 60 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams. BID, protonix, 40 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, 40 milligrams daily. ZTA, 10 milligrams daily. And Prasugrel, 10 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely, but I'm sorry, moderately overweight white male is alert, no acute distress. No pallor sign, no disclubbing of perforedema or lymphadenopathy. blood pressure 132/70, pulses 56, respirations 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 214, saturation 95. HUNT norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. There are occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally with prolonged expirations. And heart, the heart sounds are regular, so no S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, there's minimal edema. There's no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1+, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no good. Next paragraph, impression. Number 1, bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. Number 2, history of lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Next plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest for follow-up on lung nodules. Complete pulmonary function study be done. And he was placed on a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. A follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks or early if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for... copy for Connie Brown, B-R-A-U-N, Connie, C-O-N-N-I, Connie Brown, M-D.